On to some of the other news this week. And KPMG, which was created in 1987, is in the news again, if only for to do with this guy Matt Payne at the City Council. Now, Matt, I don't know what KPMG are, a financial services firm, and they have quite a lot of scandals at the moment. I'm surprised to hear that they've got a slot on Radio Bristol every morning, or at least some mornings during the week, around about 7:30. They're doing the actual business news. So before we talk about KPMG, maybe the best thing to do is just to have a listen to a little excerpt from that. Surprisingly, there's not some sort of BBC business person giving this news. It's actually another volunteer. So we've got a volunteer at the council who's helping Mayor Ferguson go through the city's budget. We've got another volunteer up at the BBC. So let's have a listen to her now.
Time now for the very latest business news, and I'm joined by Kate Teal from KPMG. Good morning. Thank you for coming in. We can start with some good news, which is always nice for jobs and manufacturing.
Yeah, it's the new research is suggesting that as many as 200,000 manufacturing jobs will return to the UK over the next decade. Some advances in technology, rising costs and regulation abroad means that outsourcing to overseas countries just isn't as attractive as it once was. So for the UK, that means more jobs as companies move the manufacturing facilities overseas, come back to the UK, but also hopefully overseas manufacturers set up UK factories. So not only will hopefully that mean a few more jobs for us all, but it should also just help the wider economy. So stats published earlier in the month showed a small increase in manufacturing output, which is a pleasant surprise, and it calmed many fears for many that we're entering a triple dip recession. I mean, it's no doubt that things are still quite difficult out there. Only last week it was announced that 430 people will lose their jobs after Wales's biggest steel contract went into administration. They are based in Newport. But there's also some really good signs of growth with Trunky, who I'm sure many will remember from Dragon's Den, received £4 million investment yesterday to develop new products and boost overseas sales.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Kate Teal from KPMG with our business news this morning.
And that was Kate Teal on Radio Bristol. Martin, first of all, she's giving reports, but she's not actually saying where the report's from. Apparently, we're going to have 200,000 new jobs in Britain, but there's no actual reference as to where that report is from and who's done the report.
Yeah, well, as I was listening to that, I was thinking, what is actually being referred to here? So it's our report, which is not even referenced.
No. It didn't say who's drawn up the report. And apparently some company from Dragon's Den is going to be employing people. But I mean, who can you just give us an idea? Who are KPMG? They seem to have their tentacles in to the City Council, right up to City Hall. We've put a request in from Matt Payne or one of his other colleagues, a volunteer there, to come and have a chat with us or do an interview. No reply. And now they're in the BBC too. And their volunteer is sitting there reading out the business news.
Well, to be honest with you, that might as well have been a mainstream BBC business journalist, because business journalism, to be honest with you, is often just repeating press releases.
Well,
and that's exactly what that sounded
like
to me.
Most professional journalists will at least reference, if there's a report
that
about
probably shows that they are an amateur if they haven't actually said there is a report that says we're going to have 200,000 jobs.
But anyway,
like, well, which report, really,
apart,
isn't it?
Apart from being investigated for price fixing by the Competition Commission, having a scandal in the US last week where one of their senior partners was dishing out secrets about clients in exchange for bags of cash and a Rolex watch. They are certainly a scandal hit organisation. What and who are KPMG?
Well, I'm not an expert, Tony. I mean, there's plenty of
people.
They're
one of the big four financial services.
Yes, well, I know what they are in a general sort of a way, but I haven't researched them. I mean, frankly, we are all aware with the Libor fixing scandal and all the rest of it that an awful lot of what goes on in this sector is frankly criminal. And that's not political rhetoric. That's just a bold statement of the facts. We've had, as you know, an ex-fraud squad officer on this very programme a couple of weeks ago saying exactly that. So, I mean, basically, they're keeping up a front. The ruling classes, if you like, are keeping up a front that it's all okay, they know what they're doing, we're all going to get jobs, it's all going to sort itself out, and frankly, it's all rubbish.
Well, in early April, there was a report from the Parliamentary Commission on Banking Standards, which Rowan Boswell-Davis, that fraud squad guy, put his report into the collapse of HBOS. They revealed that KPMG approved the bank's decision in May 2008 to set aside £370 million for losses at its corporate lending division. In total, the actual losses reached 25 billion. So KPMG got it wrong by a factor of about 7,000%. Lloyds are likely to sue them, and there will be possible fraud charges against KPMG on that particular case. Daniela, these are a bit of a peculiar organisation. They're apparently signing off the accounts for the banks before the 2008 crash, saying everything was fine, when of course it clearly wasn't. And there they are, sitting in the BBC, reading out the business news and advising the mayor.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing where all these services firms kind of get their tentacles everywhere, as you say. You say, oh, we'll do that to try and... It's a kind of distinct marketing firm, marketing thing, because they know their numbers are up, really. I mean, the thing that I noticed as well, there are only four of these firms. I mean, international firms doing these big... auditing 90% of all blue chip companies. I mean, in no way, it must be very easy to stitch things up between them, because... I think
another fundamental problem is that the auditors are paid by the companies they're auditing.
Well, yes.
So in other words, they tend to say what the employer wants them to say, which is we're all right. It's a sort of, it's a sealed loop.
Yes, and there are several different investigations going into them. One of the things that they were doing was they were having clauses where, you know, if you want to replace us and someone else to audit it, or to do internal audits rather than external audits, you can only use another one of the big four companies. And of course, the problem it being then that you start getting the whole revolving door syndrome of people going from the boards of big companies onto the auditing companies and this kind of thing.
And who audits the auditors? I mean, do they audit each of the big four companies, audit each other to make sure they're working properly?
Well, one thing's for sure, they're absolutely rolling in cash. So if you need a job, probably you're going to go and roll, knock on their door. Obviously, they can afford to send volunteers to Radio Bristol to the mayor. The big four apparently can deploy vast resources. This is money to defend against lawsuits, a factor that has saved them in the past. So what happens is, when there is a potential lawsuit, they use lawyers in order to actually stop that ever coming to court and come to out-of-court settlements.
Yeah, I mean, I should say, I worked as on a sort of environmental management system, which is an auditing, you go do internal audits, but it's a very, you've worked to a British standard, everything has to be written down in a certain way, then someone comes on and checks how it's done, and it's all very open, and anyone can come and read it, and really that's what should be happening. There should be some kind of standard, anyone can come in and inspect what they're doing.
One of the problems, of course, with the financial crisis, Martin, is that those with loads and loads of cash can just go and volunteer everywhere.
Well, that's right. And if you think about it, what's actually happening is that they're using their financial muscle, which is only there because the state, not our state, all states, bailed them out. And then, of course, they're in a position to demand further concessions from the population. And, you know, I mean, Rowan Boswell Davis, I think, was fairly clear as a 12 years serving fraud squad officer that they were told in the late 1990s to just leave them alone. But he said, as far as he was concerned, that virtually everything they've been doing is criminal. Now, don't forget, fixing the LIBOR rate has massive consequences all over the world. It means that, you know, major cities in the US have lost billions, and they can't afford police forces anymore. Where is all this money? It is actually in the hands of a wealthy elite. The stock market has been doing fantastically well. Profits are up at the top of the financial pyramid at the same time as the economy goes in the opposite direction. That is classic crash territory. And that's what I agree with a lot of Daniela's goals, but I fear that what we're going to face is a catastrophic failure of the financial system, because this kind of practices have just been allowed to go on for so long that the only thing that can happen now is something fairly nasty.